The world of jazz is not usually one of big headlines, but an almost unknown 23-year-old British pianist and singer recently created a huge stir when he became the subject of a bidding war between two recording giants, Sony and Universal. Jamie Cullen finally signed for $1.5 million with Universal's Verve label, the biggest sum ever for a jazz singer in Britain. So who is he? He made his first CD, called Pointless Nostalgic, 2 years ago at his own expense. He hails from deepest rural Wiltshire in southwest England and before being signed by Verve had mainly played pub and club dates. Max Easterman recently caught up with Jamie Cullum.
Parading in the wake of sad relations as the shoes fill up with water. I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon.
From Jeff Buckley to Cole Porter, that gives you a pretty good idea of the range of Jamie Cullum's musical book. And as the title of his first album, Pointless Nostalgic, implies, he doesn't believe in looking back, even when he's playing pop classics.
Really, what I'm trying to get away from is I'm not trying to be a musician who recreates old music. I'm trying to approach Cole Porter like it was written yesterday. You know, I grew up with pop music, I grew up with rock music, and I'm trying to get new people interested in this music, not by watering it down, not by putting hip-hop beats to George Gershwin. For instance, I played It Ain't Necessarily So to a bunch of people between the ages of 16 and 25, and they were grooving to it like it was written yesterday, and they're saying, oh, did you write that song? That's kicking, you know. So, I mean, this is the point. If you approach it like it was written yesterday, like it's new music, then young people will hopefully go for it.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so.
My sound changes every day because I'm still learning so much about myself as a musician, because I've never trained and I've never been pushed in any direction. Also, I was never a prodigy at anything when I was younger. I was never a great piano, never showed great promise as a youngster, or none of that really. It kind of developed as I worked harder at it. And 2 years ago, I was going through a real heavy jazz phase, like really just listening to nothing but jazz. But also, I still was playing in a rock band. And I've never kept them separate because I never thought of them as separate entities. I've always thought of music as just being music.
Don't leave me.
There is a certain amount of me that can't do certain songs yet. Maybe when I'm older I can, maybe when I think differently about certain things. But there are some songs that you'd never ever think about anyone else doing that I think, oh, I'm going to have a go at that. I've done a Jimi Hendrix tune. The Wind Cries Mary by Jimi Hendrix. I mean, that again is another very iconic song, which we've made like a New Orleans street march kind of tune.
After all, the jacks are in the boxes. And the clowns have all gone to bed. You can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red. And the wind whispers Mary.
Technically, I'd like to be a lot better. You know, having a big major label behind me and all that kind of stuff, there is a certain amount of pressure. But really, the only pressures I've put on myself are the ones about becoming better as a musician. Because jazz is still a dirty word for people my age. And it would be great if I do get a larger audience for the music, who are kind of excited by it enough to go out and check out other people as well, to open up the doors to the genre.
time to get up, just let me lie in. Leave me alone, I'm a 20-something.
For Common Ground, I'm Max Easterman in London.
I'm a 20-something. Let me lie in. Leave me alone. I'm a 20-something.